Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
One of the Christian's greatest blessings, opportunities, and obligations is prayer. The New Testament continually stresses our duty and privilege to pray to our Heavenly Father. Paul commanded the Thessalonians, "Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." 1 Thessalonians 5:17 and 18. Paul wrote as follows to a young preacher, "I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty." 1 Timothy 2:1 and 2. But does prayer do any good? Is it not merely a spiritual exercise with no special benefit? Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. James 5:16. The literal rendering of the Greek in James 5 says, "The prayer of a righteous man is very powerful in its working." But are all prayers heard and answered according to our wishes and desires? Solomon gives this answer to that question. "He who turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination." Proverbs 28:9. What would prevent God from listening to our prayers? Will you please listen to these stirring words to husbands? "Likewise, you husbands, dwell with them, that is your wives, according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered." 1 Peter 3:7. The word hindered, enkapto in the Greek, literally means to cut into, to interrupt, like someone's cutting a telephone line while we're talking. The Greek verb is used only four other times in the New Testament. I want to read two other passages where the word is used. "For which cause also I have been much hindered from coming unto you." Romans 15:22. "Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us." 1 Thessalonians 2:18. Let me return to our text for just a moment. Is Peter actually saying, if a man does not give his wife her portion of honor, his prayers will not be answered? If that is not what he is teaching, then I have to confess that I do not understand this passage at all. But why should that kind of instruction give anyone any difficulty? Will God answer our prayers when we are living in direct opposition to His arrangements for our lives? God commanded husbands to give the wife her portion of honor because they are heirs together of the grace of life. If he fails to abide by God's commandments, either in the husband-wife relationship or in any other, how could he expect God to listen to his prayers? Solomon did say, "He who turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination." Proverbs 28:9. One of man's most sacred obligations is to be a good husband to his wife. The husband is to love his wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for it. In this same chapter, Paul adds, "So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as the Lord the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself." Ephesians 5:25, 29, and 33. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.